The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jonathan Healy filling in for Kieran Cuddihy. We're going to talk now as to whether Cork needs a new revitalisation plan in exactly the same way as they had one in Dublin. Dublin got a task force. What about Cork? Do we deserve one here? And what difference would it make? Colm Burke has been announced the first Fine Gael spokesperson for Cork. He's the TD for Cork North Central. He's with me now in our Republic of Work studio. Colm, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jonathan.
Tell me what exactly is your role? Why do we need a spokesperson for Cork?
My role... Basically, we've got to develop infrastructure in Cork in order to cater for the growing population, but also for the growing, if we want to further expand employment. For instance, you take Rinniskiddy now, we have maximum employment down there. We now need to make sure that we can continue to grow employment, both in the IT sector, in the pharmaceutical sector, the service industry, in a whole lot of areas we can grow. And Cork has done very well over the last 10 years as regards increase in population, but we now must put in place the infrastructure like the Northern Distributor Road. It pushes in the north side of the city. We need to do the Cork Limerick Road. We need to do the elective hospital. We need to have the event centre, which...
We have none of these things, and we've been talking about them for an awful long time.
Now is the
Why
time.
Do we need a task force to get the job done, with due respect, as a politician? Were you not appointed to do that?
Well, basically, what I want to do is to focus on areas where the log jams are happening, and it has happened. Say, for instance, you take the Rinniskiddy bypass, where the contracts are only signed this month.
25 years talked about.
That project was initially started back in 15 years ago. I acted for landowners in my legal capacity where there were served notices back in November 2014. Here we are 10 years later, the contracts are now only being signed for the construction of that road. We've got to deliver infrastructure in a faster period of time. I come from the private sector. I don't think that we should have all the obstacles that are there in place, and we need to work towards removing those obstacles and coming to decisions in a faster time frame.
This is a conversation that's equally relevant in Galway. They have huge traffic problems there, no talk of a bypass. Limerick has got issues as well, but not quite the same. When you talk about this, the reason you're talking about it is to try and get emphasis away from all the investment that's going into the East Coast and Dublin. Successive governments have talked about a counterbalance to the East Coast. Why hasn't it happened?
It hasn't, and I suppose the one figure I give, and a lot of people are astonished by this figure, is that if you go back to 1841, the population of Cork City and County was 854,118. It's currently only at around 600,000, whereas Dublin at the time was 350,000. It's now at over 1.3 million. So, we have allowed Dublin to expand at an enormous pace, and we now need to focus on other centres outside of Dublin as regards location of new jobs, but also as regards location of services.
But we were talking about a new light rail system for Cork. It was announced a couple of weeks ago by the Taoiseach, but the hope and the expectation it might be built between now and 2031. But at the same time, they're still talking about building the metro to Dublin. That's going out to planning stage now and eventually to tender. Cork's never going to win that battle.
Well, we are going to win the battle as regards if we keep the pressure on, and that's what we need
to do.
But
not going to keep the pressure on, because a mandarin in Dublin will just go, Dublin wins, Cork loses.
No, this is the reason why I want to go in there and fight hard as regards delivering for Cork. And there has been a lot of good projects delivered in Cork over the last number of years in relation to the healthcare sector. For instance, this year alone, there's over 100 million going into healthcare sector here in Cork. It's not enough. I mean, one of the things that we need to build is the elective hospital. That's currently at the design stage. It should be at a far earlier stage because it was promised to me back in 2023 that we would have be going to planning by the end of October, November 2023. We need to fast track these projects, and we need to deliver in relation to.
So why are we not doing it? Why, with due respect, you're in government, you're a government TD. You're saying these things now, but they're not happening. So why? Well, why are they not happening?
Because I think the decision-making process, we seem to have layers and layers of decision-making, and I think we need to fast-track that. For instance, one of the things that was happening in relation to getting housing projects approved, where a local authority identified a site and wanted to do a housing project, it was going through 8 layers of decision-making within the Department of Housing. That was reduced down to 4 layers. It's still 4 layers too many. We should have only just 1 layer of decision-making, and this is the issue that we need to focus on. Then we have the problem in even when the housing department approves a project, it still has to go to public expenditure. And I fully agree that we need to keep a tight rein in relation to getting value for money. But sometimes what's happening, where there are delays, it then costs more.
I mean, it sounds like what you're saying is the civil service isn't fit for purpose. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think one of the problems is that the structures that we have, the country has expanded. Remember now the population of the country, the latest census shows that there are 5.45 million people now in the country. That's an increase of 43% over the last, since 2000, the year 2000, an increase of 43% in population. We've got to increase the level of services in the same way, by the same percentage. We're too slow in delivering. Therefore, we've got to look at ways and mechanisms to making sure, number one, we're getting value for money, but number two, that we're able to deliver in a timely manner. And I think one of the things that happened is that there was an interesting letter in the Irish Times about 12 months ago where a retired civil servant was putting forward the fact that one of the problems is that when a proposal goes into cabinet, the civil service will go in with the lowest possible proposal. Mm. Otherwise, it won't get through cabinet. And that's one of the problems that we have. For instance, I had a meeting with the project team who are building a new children's hospital in Canada, and they've made provision in that project for a 15% inflation rate per annum.
If we got 15% on the National Children's Hospital, Colin, we'd be doing a jig at this point.
Absolutely, but it's interesting how their hospital that they're building is costing $3.6 billion Canadian, but the government are only giving two-thirds of the money. The project team have to raise the other one-third themselves, and they have raised it. So it just goes to show about working together how you can get projects delivered and you can get them delivered in a timely manner.
One listener says, it doesn't sound like there's much urgency to deal with real societal issues. I don't have much confidence in that. You know, a lot of what you're talking about would be lovely
Societal issues. I mean, for instance, one of the issues that I've been pushing, I was Minister for State last year, one of the issues I've identified together with Cork City Council and HSE is a day centre in Cork where we have a whole lot of people who are homeless, most of them are getting accommodation at night. They're then back out in the street and no place to go during the day. We need a day centre. We need that delivered. And we have identified a building. We now need to get the funding and get through the whole, whatever else has to be done in order to get that centre up and running. It's extremely important because all of the HSE, they're working in different parts of the city. They want to have one central hub where a whole lot of services would be available. We have the building. We have the people on board as regards the HSE, the City Council, the Department of Health,
You're not proposing a prison. You're proposing a centre where they could go during the day and access services, which is a very good idea. But the reality is, and this is an issue that is definitely in Dublin, it's here in Cork, and it is in Limerick as well, of people who are officially homeless and the sharp end of homelessness, drug-taking, walking the streets, not looking in the best shape and scaring the daylights out of everybody. Is that something that should be in this kind of general Cork task force plan as well?
Absolutely. For instance, I was the person that signed the licence agreement. I signed it on 21st of December, the licence agreement to allow Merchants Quay to open. It opened on 22nd of December. They've had over 4,000 attendances in that centre since the 22nd of December up to the end of May. They had 59 overdoses in the centre. They were able to deal with 58 of them in the centre. There was only one person taken off the hospital. So it just goes to show that centre is working. We need to work with people who, you know, they've ended up being addicted. They're in serious health challenges that they have, and we need to have a system for dealing with them as well.
Are you fearful that that there will be political opposition? You know, we haven't identified. You say that we're going to have that day centre. I don't know where it is.
The day centre won't be dealing with, and I think it's important to emphasise, the day centre will not be dealing with.
But if there was a needle exchange, as was up in Merchants Quay, if that was being opened here in Cork, a lot of your contemporaries would go, no, not doing that. Don't. That's scary.
That's
we're not
another day's work, but I think it's worth for people to, and I've been down to Merchants Quay since it opened. I met with the person in charge of it, and I mean, it has really worked well, but there's a very dedicated and committed staff there as well. And remember, this is a whole team of people from the Gardaí to the HSE to Merchants Quay to the Department of Health, to the Department of Housing. Everyone is working together in delivering that centre. That's what we need to do in Cork as regards delivering infrastructure. It's everyone working together and making sure that we can get decisions in a timely manner. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to do, spend over the next 4 years to make sure that we can continue to grow in Cork, but we can also the important thing is about, it's one thing about building housing, but you must also build the facilities that okay. people require.
Colin Burke, Fine Gael TD for Cork North Central. Thanks very much for joining us in studio.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.